How will COVID-19 impact the 2021 Milton Town budget? Welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and this week we have Town Councilor for Ward 2, John Chalmanor, on the line. John, it's been a pretty hot topic these past few weeks for residents, especially homeowners around this town, the 2021 town budget. Now, how is it shaping up going into next year?
So at this point, council has given staff direction not to come back with a budget that exceeds 5%. I proposed a motion that asked staff to come back with a budget that doesn't exceed 3%, but to also look at 2% and 1% increases. That was defeated 5-4 by council. So we'll start at 5 and we'll see where we get to. The challenge I have is that over the last 10 years, where we haven't provided any kind of direction to staff, we haven't come forward, we haven't finalized a budget that is, in my mind, where we need to be in terms of delivering services efficiently to our local residents.
I am joined on the line by Town Councilor for Ward 2, John Chalmanor. Now, John, with the town budget being so reliant on the coronavirus and the town's response to COVID-19, what are your thoughts on how the town of Milton's responded to the pandemic?
I think the town of Milton generally has done a good job in terms of responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're in the middle of it, as you know. We are very close to entering potentially a second wave of the pandemic, which is unfortunate. But I think the town is prepared for that second wave better than, of course, we could be possibly prepared for the first wave because it wasn't expected. We have, you know, significant financial challenges. We're looking at a deficit at this point. To the end of the year of about $1.6 million. But we received a one-time grant from the province of Ontario of about $2.8 million. And so that will be applied against the 2020 budget at this point to bring it into balance because by law, municipalities must balance their budgets. I anticipate that some of that money will be used in 2021 to assist us with balancing 2021 as well. And there are also some programs and services that are coming on stream in the fall, as well as some other revenue opportunities that I think will help to mitigate the $1.6 million deficit. So I think that, you know, we'll be in better shape than we anticipate today, but we're still going to have financial challenges. With respect to the larger picture of, you know, how the municipality has responded to the pandemic, I've asked staff, and it was supported by council, to, once this is all over, prepare a post-mortem report for council on how the municipality performed, but also how the other levels of government performed in terms of their support of the town of Milton as we went through the pandemic. And the reason that we're doing this is because it's important, you know, as a learning for future planning. But we know that the other levels of government are going to want to know what Canadians thought about our preparedness, and we'll be looking to Milton as an example for its thoughts about the performance of the other levels of government.
And once again, I am joined on the line by John Chalmanor. John, we're running out of time here, but it would be very remiss of us when talking about COVID-19 without bringing up the town of Milton's official plan. How is that shaping up? You mentioned prior to us going live that it was onto its second year of development.
We're entering the second year of planning, of preparing the documents, and I expect that within the next 18 months or so, we will have a document ready for approval. As it happens, the regional municipality of Halton is also going through an official plan review and development redevelopment. And so we're commenting on that, but we're also looking at our own plan. It's moving forward. I have to give staff credit that, you know, despite the pandemic, they've been moving forward on this file, and it is extremely important. Milton remains one of Canada's fastest growing communities. things are changing in terms of land use policy, and that's what official plans deal with. And it's important that our plan respect those changes that are coming, you know, from the province as well as the region, but also forge out something that is independent and really reflects where Milton wants to go in the future and needs to go in the future.
All right, John, that is all the time that we have. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening. It's always been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for the opportunity, and all the best as we move through 2020 and into 2021.
Thanks, John. We'll talk soon. That is John Chaloner, town councilor for Milton's Ward 2. And as always, if you are just tuning into the interview right now, do not worry. We'll be working to have the full conversation live on our website, miltonnow.ca, right around the top of the hour. Join us next week as we'll be looking to speak with regional councilor for Ward 3, Mr. Mike Cluett. Until then, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.